Whoever sows abundantly will reap abundantly, but each must do as already determined, without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all that you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed for the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. For you are being encircled in every way, for you are being enriched in every way by your generosity, which through us produces thanksgiving to God. The word of the Lord. Blessed the man who fears the Lord. Blessed the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commands. His posterity shall be mighty upon the earth. The upright generation shall be blessed. Blessed the man who fears the Lord. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. His generosity shall endure forever. Light shines through the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and merciful and just. Blessed the man who fears the Lord. Lavishly he gives to the poor. His generosity shall endure forever. His horn shall be exalted in glory. Blessed the man who fears the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense before your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in synagogues and on street corners so others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance, they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received the reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden, and your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, Jesus talks about what it is to give and how we must give, as we've already heard earlier this week in the first reading. But what we must do, the last line of the gospel says, "And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." So what that means is we must live our lives for an audience of one, one with a capital O. We live our lives always with the mind that the only one I have to please and the only one I should please and the only one who should see everything is God. Everybody else is not the reality of why I do what I do. So if I fast and I just do it so others can know, if I sit there and I give money and I tell everybody how much money I have given, and if I sit there and I pray and I do it in front of everybody so everybody knows how much I pray, then everybody will look at me instead of God. And the point of everything we do is to point people to God. And he calls us especially. That's why Jesus, these are the three practices of Lent. But Jesus doesn't start with prayer. Jesus doesn't start with fasting. Jesus starts with almsgiving, with taking care of the poor. So what does that mean? In our lives, we don't start with prayer. We don't start with fasting. We start with almsgiving. And that's what he talks about in the first reading, correct? He says, those who consider this, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Again, some people never have abundance in their life because they don't share abundantly. When you share abundantly, then you have abundance. If you're stingy in your prayer life, stingy in your almsgiving, stingy in this, well, put myself first, and if there's anything left, I'll give a little bit to the poor. What a selfish, miserable life. That's not the life that God calls us to. God calls us to put him first and trust him. When I am generous the way he calls me to be generous, then everything else falls into place. Again, try it. You try it for 6 months. That means you give 10% of your income before taxes to God, period. And if he doesn't bless you abundantly, stop. Most people never get there, and they wonder why God is stingy with them. Because we're stingy with God. So give abundantly in your life, and you'll receive abundance. Give stingily, and you'll receive stingily. I don't know if that's a word, but we made it up. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.